Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Matt Kenseth. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing great, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Okay. A little warm. We just had our little discussion, our little Wisconsin, because we're all Wisconsin guys, Wisconsin weather roundtable there, and all of us are tired of the hot weather.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to cool down. You know, typically you get to September, and we raced Chicago a couple weeks ago, and it was hot as fire still, and usually you're used to being cold, and we're in New Hampshire last weekend, and I think it was 25 or 30 degrees warmer than the average, maybe 20 degrees warmer than the average temperature that time of year. So it's been hot. I'm ready for it to cool down. I'm with you.
What's Dover supposed to be like this weekend? Do we have a hurricane, Maria washing water under the East Coast?
I hope not. I got to be totally honest with you. I have not looked at the weather for this weekend yet. I heard Jamie told me when we were riding home, he told me that he thought it was supposed to be 60 in Dover, so it's supposed to cool off some, hopefully.
That would be a welcome relief, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be good. We sweat way less.
Do you ever check the weather going into a race weekend?
I do. Oh. I don't know why I haven't looked at it yet, but yeah, I usually look at it ahead of time. So we have our meetings later on this morning, so usually on Tuesdays, though. Spend some extra time with my crew chief, and we always go over our plan for the weekend. We look at the weather forecast when we're trying to figure out, you know, strategy on how much time to work on, you know, qualifying setup or race setup, depending on what the weather is going to be Friday and Saturday, if there's a chance of rain, that type of thing. So we typically go over all that on Tuesday morning. Of course, as you know, things change, but that's when we first start looking ahead.
I'll tell you right now. We got the Dover Weather Channel thing right here.
Here you go, Matt.
There we go.
Sunday, mostly sunny. High of 70, 0% chance of precipitation.
Love that.
Humidity 62%.
Okay, knowing that, Matt, going into Sunday's race, what are you going to sit down with this morning at your Tuesday morning meeting?
Well, you haven't told me Friday and Saturday yet.
Friday, sunny, 72. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 71.
There you go. We're all set. So, yeah, just normal stuff. Friday we'll work on qualifying and get qualified, and Saturday we'll work on race setup.
That's sort of like the neutral setup for everything, isn't it?
You guys just saved me 5 minutes at the meeting this morning. I appreciate it.
There you go. Glad to do it.
You know what?
You spent 7 excruciating minutes here, so
you know what that is,
Matt? For it.
That's 5 more minutes on the track for you to get ready for this weekend's race. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, guys. I'm going to give you, if everything goes good Sunday, I'm definitely going to give you guys some credit. The credit you deserve.
Awesome. You're 6th in the standings right now. You got a pretty good chance of firing up a win, don't you? You're good at Dover.
So yeah, I mean, we've been on a lot longer winless streak than I would like. Of course, you never want to be on one at all, but it's been well over a year, which is not good. So we definitely need a win. I feel like we've been running pretty good the last 4 or 5 months.
Eight top fives, 14 top tens. Everyone else in the top standings has a win. I think you would really help you if you got one.
we've been running pretty well, and we've had some chance to win some races. Just hasn't worked out for multiple different reasons, toward the end. So I'm hopeful we can get one here pretty soon.
So how is the number 20 car this year? How happy are you with it? I mean, like Brian just said, you're number 6 in the standings. It's been a good year.
Yeah, it's been a weird year. It's been up and down. You know, to start the year, it was more down than up with. Enough that I've had my whole career in any other year. So that's been frustrating. But we have been running better lately, and you need to be good these next 8 weeks. Those are the important ones.
Now, when you're let's say your baseball team, football team, whatever, you want to peak at the right time of the year. I mean, you want to be going into the playoffs. You want to be like, okay, we're playing our best football or baseball or basketball now. You always want to be on top of your game with racing, but is it kind of the same thing? Okay, we learned in the beginning of the year, and now we're starting to peak it later here in the season.
No.
I knew it was a long question, but I didn't think you'd fall asleep.
I lost. I'm driving back from dropping the kids off. I lost you just for a second, but I heard what you were saying.
Okay.
I don't really like the word peaking necessarily, because I don't think you ever want to peak. I think the curve, you know, keeps the line keeps going upward. You know, I know it's never, you know, linear, and there's peaks and valleys, and you want to keep getting higher and higher and higher, but you want to keep raising that bar all the time. So you certainly want to, you know, be at your best and have everything clicking at the end of the year in the playoffs when obviously the stakes are the highest, you know. So I feel like we're kind of headed that direction. I mean, our cars have been faster. Pit Road, we've certainly been headed that direction. The last 4 weeks is the best 4 weeks we may have ever had on pit road since I've been, you know, with a 20 car. So I feel like everything's moving in the right direction. We just need it to all come together.
You've said plenty of times after you didn't win a race that, we just ran out of talent out there on the track. How do you feel the talent's holding up this year?
Well, I mean, we've just had a lot of different things happen. I mean, we've had chances to win races. We haven't had as many chances as we need to. We haven't led as many laps as we need to. We haven't been like the 78 and 18 by any means and been, you know, the main contender. But yet, you know, there's been a few races where, you know, without a caution flag or without circumstances, we definitely had a chance to win. So we just still need to get better. We need to be up there leading more laps like the 78 and 18 and 42 and put ourselves in more positions to win, and then hopefully we'll get those wins.
Has there been
three wins at Dover?
If you say so.
I do.
That's a substantial amount of wins at Dover,
2006, 2011, and last year.
You're the defending champion going to Dover, Matt.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about Dover is Dover has always been my favorite racetrack. If you could just pick one racetrack, what's your favorite? It'd be Dover.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, I've been going there a long time, obviously, and we just don't have the success there I wish we'd have. I realize we have those three wins, but, you know, as far as laps led and you know, be in position to win more races, and, you know, a couple of those wins were, you know, more circumstances, you know, than anything, pit calls and things like that. But it is a good track. I like it. I always have a lot of confidence going there. And, you know, sure would be nice to get one there, that's for sure.
Who's on the card this week at Dover? Who's your sponsor?
That's a great question that I don't even know.
Right. Because
I'm assuming it's DeWalt, but I really don't know.
How is that
I'll find out after I hang up.
How is it being reunited with DeWalt? I mean, you had them for a long time when you were running the 17 car, and then there was that you know, they went their way, you went yours, and now you're back together.
They've been a great sponsor. They've been a great partner of mine. They've been you know, with me off and on, more on than off, since 1999. So it's been a long time. Great company. You know, really, what happened when we were at Roush and ended up kind of splitting there for a year or two is just you know, Stanley ended up buying Black & Decker, and Stanley already had a car, and DeWalt had a car. So they kind of split that up and kind of put it all together. So when they came back a few years ago to Joe Gibbs Racing, it's been great. It's been great to start my career with DeWalt, and I always hope to end it with them as well. Don't know if that'll happen, but it's awesome to have them on the car, and, you know, look forward to having them here for the rest of the year.
Now, sure. I know this is just a pipe dream, and it's only a hypothetical, but let's say we're at your house. Me, Brian, and you are all at your house. All right.
All right.
Somehow we managed to work our way into the inner circle, and we're standing in your driveway. And I say, hey, Matt, do you have a tape measure around? And you would, how far would you have to walk to find, could, first of all,
a DeWalt tape measure.
Could you, how far would you have to go? And two, do you even know where a tape measure is at your house?
Well, I do, and I wouldn't have to walk that far. So I don't think DeWalt makes tape measures, but I have a Stanley tape measure.
Same color.
So I have a really nice garage slash shop at my house.
Is there?
I have some cars and motorcycles and my bikes and stuff like that. And it's pretty decked out with DeWalt tools, Mac tools, Stanley stuff. It's they've taken very good care of it.
Yeah, good.
Fully
good.
Stocked in the tool department.
Because if I saw in your garage like a bunch of potting soil and clay pots and stuff, I'd be really disappointed.
So, on the back part of my garage, I have an extra bay where I have, like, you know, lawnmowers and
here we go.
Stuff like that. And there is a full array of gardening equipment
is
in there.
Is there?
I don't really, I don't really do much of that. Katie does a little bit of it. I don't really.
There you go. All right. Good. Good. Good.
Stuff, yeah.
His and hers. That's fine.
You know what? I don't have Matt in my garage. One, my bench is a mess. I just have it. I have to clean it off. I have to put stuff away. It's just kind of a catch-all right now. I don't have a good. How are you set up for rake organization in your garage? Are they just all stuck in a corner? Do you have them hanging on the wall with some organizer, or what do you have?
Rakes.
You know, your yard stuff.
So, you have a rake.
Yeah, rakes, shovels, stuff like that. It's all on, you know, one of them wall hanger organizers. You can go hang them up on the wall. It looks pretty good in there.
Okay, so you do have them hung. You do have an organizer.
Absolutely.
Those. Yeah, I got mine's just a mess.
I had my ladder hung up, but
you know what I need?
I got to hang up rakes.
I need some show to come by that does your garage. Like, yeah, we'll straighten this
out.
Do
they have one of those?
I don't know, Matt. Do they have a show like that?
I don't know. Not one that I watch.
What's your favorite car in your garage?
Favorite car in your garage.
What is it?
Well, I probably need to say a Toyota.
Okay, well, there you go. Yes, you're right. What was I thinking?
I have a 69 Camaro. It's pretty cool. My cousin Steve built it a long, long time ago, and I bought it from him, I don't know, at least 10, 15 years ago, something like that.
Well, it's okay to like that one.
And redid it. That's a pretty cool car. I like it. But probably my favorite is I still have that 4GT that they gave me when we won a championship way back in 2003. I don't really ever drive it, but that's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
hey,
good luck this
weekend.
We
were fantasizing about hanging out in your driveway, but, you know, the door's always open here if you'd like to stop in.
We don't have a garage or anything.
I always say it, but I really do mean it. Someday I'm going to do that. Someday I happen to be up in the fence and just going to roll in there with coffee and surprise you, and you guys are going to let me be on, like, the whole show and talk.
Oh, that's a day off. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You come in, you get the whole show to yourself, Matt.
I mean, I've listened to you guys a lot, and I just have a hard time believing I can't be as funny as you guys.
Well, I doubt that I can drive as well as you, though,
you just
Matt.
Just get liquored up and roll in here, you'd be fine.
All right, Matt, thanks for the time this morning. Good week. Good luck this weekend at Dover.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me, seriously.
Matt Kenseth, our favorite race car driver.